Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A rally in support of Palestine.
Hundreds of people gathered Sunday, marching from Wichita's Old Town Square down Douglas. Some in the rally say they don't even know if their loved ones are even still alive.
My dad and mom walked for 3 days to get to Jordan, and there was no place for them, no people to help him out.
Jay Hussein helped organize the demonstration. Ralliers say they just want peace and humanitarian aid.
People in the capital city continue to gather in support of Zoe Felix, a 5-year-old girl who was tragically killed earlier this month. Several Topekans hosted a motorcycle rally Sunday, not just in her honor, but in honor of the fight to protect our children. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reported 290 instances of rape against children under 14 in 2022. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Trying to quit smoking or vaping is difficult enough, and when you're pregnant, there's even more at stake. The good news is there's help. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a special free program designed specifically to help quit during pregnancy. This customized program provides one-on-one coaching, and for a limited time, you can even receive a $30 MasterCard gift card after each session, up to 5 during your pregnancy and 4 after. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to start your quit journey. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a bag of seed being opened marks a year of unpredictability and sleepless nights. But for those opening a bag of Pioneer brand corn, it brings a different set of feelings. To them, that sound marks innovation, knowing every seed has been proven in the toughest environment possible, the field. It marks the start of the best year you'll ever have. Pioneer brand corn hybrids, field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/innovation.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. To help remedy the state's child care shortage, 27 organizations have been allocated $11.4 million to open up more child care slots across the state. Governor Kelly, in conjunction with the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund, announced a second wave of funding for child care programs on Thursday as part of an initiative meant to accelerate the development of more child care options statewide. Governor Kelly said building off the grants announced this summer, this funding will be transformational for families and communities across the state, and expanding access to high-quality, affordable child care will spur economic growth by allowing more families to participate in the workforce and support the healthy development of Kansas children. The first round of funding went out in June, allocating $43 million for the creation of 4,211 child care slots. This round of funding will open up around 1,468 spots, creating a total of 5,655 spots in 67 communities. The funding is a mix of federal pandemic dollars provided to the state and American Rescue Plan Act money, along with some funding from private sources. Most of the funding will go towards startup costs, such as increasing staff, purchasing equipment, and providing improved child care training. Melissa Rucker, the executive director of the Kansas Children's Cabinet, said that this is a win for Kansas families that will pay dividends for years to come. She said they appreciate their partners at the Department for Children and Families for providing the extra funds to make this round of awards possible. The USDA's Food and Nutrition Services Program has announced the awarding of a Process and Technology Improvement Grant of $706,550 to the Kansas Department for Children and Families, and this grant will enhance the digital system applications that accept SNAP, known as Food Assistance in Kansas. The Food and Nutrition Services Process and Technology Improvement Grants supports efforts by state agencies and their community-based and faith-based partners to develop and implement projects that use technology to improve the quality and efficiency of SNAP applications and the eligibility determination systems. In fiscal year 2022, the Department for Children and Families received 147,224 food assistance applications. Currently, the state has 95,047 food assistance cases that are made up of 106,699 adults and 84,343 children. The Department for Children and Families is working in partnership with Accenture, the technology business manager of the data management system used by the agency for the benefit programs. The teams will begin working immediately on the upgrades and will have up to 3 years to complete the project using the funding from the Food and Nutrition Services grant. Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots were up sharply last month, with the USDA reporting that September 2023 placements were 2.206 million head, above pre-report expectations, and up 6% from September of 2022. And those cattle will be marketed starting early next year. Marketings for September were down 11% from a year ago at 1.663 million head, while the total number of cattle on feed at the start of the month was 11.58 million head, the highest October total since the series of reports began. The on-feed total does show higher than a year ago numbers of heifers and heifer calves, and the larger than expected placement and on-feed categories would be viewed as negative for cash, wholesale, and future prices, but that will also depend on beef demand. In Kansas, 2.5 million head are on feed, up 6% from October 1st of 2022. Placements were 505,000 head, 13% higher than September of 2022, and marketings were 405,000 head, a decrease of 11% on the year. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
In a press release on social media, the Decatur County Sheriff's Office reported that on October 22nd at approximately 10:59 a.m., Decatur County Central Dispatch received a text to 911 message reporting that residents at an address on North Cass Avenue in the city of Oberlin were being held hostage at gunpoint. No further information was available, and attempts to reach the reporting party were unsuccessful. A command post was established a safe distance from the scene, and units of the Decatur County Sheriff's Office, Oberlin Police Department, and the Decatur County EMS responded. After confirming the report appeared to be valid, the Kansas Highway Patrol was asked to assist with the response of their special response team. Law enforcement units maintained surveillance of the target residents while awaiting the arrival of additional assistance, and other officers contacted the United Methodist Church and advised them to initiate their lockdown protocol due to their proximity to the threat. During this time, dispatch received a call from another resident at the address, which indicated the threat was likely false and possibly medically or drug-induced. Officers made contact at the residence and spoke to a juvenile, later identified as the person who sent the original text. The juvenile was placed in secure custody while the residence was checked, and it was confirmed the report was false. And after further investigation, it was established that there were no firearms involved and the report was, in fact, false. The incident is still under investigation, with the Oberlin Police Department acting as the lead agency in the case. Results for the Norton Blue Jay cross country team and individual results at the Great Bend 3A regional that was held on Saturday, October 21st, includes the girls team results, with Norton placing first with 31 points, making the Norton girls regional champions. Holcomb placed second with 56 points, and Southwestern Heights placed third with 67 points. The individual results for the Norton girls: Emma Collins placed fourth and was a medalist. Mackenzie Clydesdale placed fifth and was a medalist. Savannah Rumback placed eighth with the personal record and a medalist. Ainsley Collins placed 14th. Lorelei Granberry placed 20th. And Natalie Simmons placed 43rd. Norton Blue Jay cross country coach George Rossi reported that all of the girls on the team had a great performance on Saturday. He said they knew that they had a good shot to win the regional this year, and the team came out and ran some incredible races. Emma Collins ran determined to finish fourth. Mackenzie Clydesdale had a very good strategy of starting solid, but finished the last mile picking off runner after runner to finish in fifth place. And Savannah ran a personal record to also become a regional medalist for the second year in a row. Coach Rossi said the race of the day belonged to Lorelei Granberry, who ran a great race with a fantastic sprint to the finish to round out the top five with a top 20 place. And Natalie Simmons also had a great sprint to the finish line. Coach said that these girls do a wonderful job of supporting each other and the boys' team as well, and they've had the goal of the state meet since day one of practice, so they're not done yet. The boys' team results: Holcomb placed first with 29 points, Lakin placed second with 76 points, Hoisington placed third with 95 points, and Norton placed fourth with 124 points. The individual results for the Norton boys: Aston Katz placed 8th with a personal record and a medalist. Derek Clydesdale placed 18th with a season best. Tyler Stewart placed 27th. Jace Bailey placed 36th. Bruxton Eisenhagen placed 50th with a personal record. Michael Urban placed 56th with a personal record. And Eli Miller placed 64th. Coach Rossi said the boys did a great job on Saturday. He said they knew that they were on the outside looking in, coming into the race by other teams, not having a great race, but all of the teams ran good races and they just came up short. Aston Katz ran very well to finish in the top 10 and punch his ticket to the state meet on Saturday. Derek Clydesdale ran his season best, and Tyler Stewart and Jace Bailey ran one of their best times as well. And Brexton Eisenhagen and Michael Urban both had personal bests on Saturday. Coach said that they couldn't have asked for more from this team on Saturday, as they gave every ounce of energy they had, and he said they were very, very proud of them. Mass of Christian Burial for Helen Holbrook, 91 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 25th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, October 24th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a wake service and rosary will be held at 7 p.m. following the visitation. Memorial contributions may be made to the Anby home or for masses and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Don Brooks, 85 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, October 26th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation with the family present will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 25th at the funeral home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Harmanson Red American Legion Post 63 in Norton and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The power of the bear, the stealth of a cougar, and the endurance and strength of a Mustang. That's what you'll find in the ATVs and UTVs at Norton Sports Center. At Norton Sports Center, you can find just what you need, and they know how to care for them when you need service. Give your hunting an edge this year when you know you can trust the ATV or UTV that will get you where you want to go. Find your advantage at Norton Sports Center, located on West Highway 36 in Norton, or give them a call at 785-877-5452.
Transform your home into a haven of comfort and style. Step into Sander Furniture of Norton and discover the perfect dining room set that'll make every meal a special occasion. Create living rooms of your dreams with the wide selection of sofas, coffee tables, and entertainment centers. And for the perfect night's sleep, explore their bedroom collections featuring cozy mattresses, beautiful bed frames, and storage solutions to keep your space clutter-free. Visit Sander Furniture today on the corner of Highway 283 and Armory Drive and experience the difference. Sander Furniture, bringing nice things to you.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Harvest weather in the northern half of farm country started off well early in the season. However, Ryan Martin, an ag meteorologist from Indiana, says harvest is getting tougher because of wet weather patterns.
So the pattern to start the year was pretty doggone nice. We opened in September with several 4 or 5 day stretches of very good harvest weather. We're since now seeing a pattern change where we're getting a system, or in some cases, couple of waves in a system every 4 or 5 days or so. So we're cutting our rain-free windows down to maybe 2 or 3, and then adding insult to injury on that, we have a scenario where with cooler temperatures, our evaporation rates are just not really cutting mustard at this point. And I think that we're going to be seeing that continue on through the end of October and into early November.
While the Plain States don't have much left to harvest, they are likely going to see at least some moisture coming through the area.
For example, here in the short haul, the next 10 to 14 days, there's a decent system that wants to come across Nebraska, Kansas, into Missouri, a little bit into southern Iowa. So I think we still have some rain coming through. Our windows of opportunity for harvest, if there's any left, and that's where it comes down to right now in the West, we're just looking at a much smaller percentage of crop left to harvest in that part of the world. But I think that there still are bigger opportunities there. Yes, there's moisture, but it's not nearly as often or frequent.
While the Delta and Deep South have finished harvest, they're hoping for more rain for a very specific reason.
But honestly, all things considered, there's not much down there. And you know there's not much down there because we're not seeing those lower Mississippi River levels come back at all at this point. Honestly, at this stage of the ballgame, that's why we want moisture in the Deep South. We want to try and get these watershed levels back up to fuel the Mississippi River rise.
That is Ag Meteorologist Ryan Martin. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
That's what it sounds like when a farmer opens a bag of Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. But not just any farmer. The type who expects nothing less than the absolute best. Who sees our 3 bushel per acre edge over ExtendFlex and gets excited about how big of a yield advantage they'll have at harvest. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/advantage.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Another day of way above average temperatures across our state, and then much cooler tomorrow and for the rest of the week. Today's highs will be hitting the upper 80s for a few areas, reaching at least 80 statewide. Cold front is expected tonight, along with a low moving in from the southern plains. Our prospects for rain will increase, especially in central and eastern Kansas tomorrow and Wednesday, with quite a bit of moist air available from the southern plains. By late in the week, we should see better precipitation chances in the western counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is over northeast Colorado, with a trough extending down into eastern New Mexico and western Texas. A warm front has moved northward across our state. That's opening the way for very warm air to come in ahead of that trough. 80s statewide today, some cloud cover and a few showers possible in our northeast counties, but dry elsewhere. By late afternoon, a cold front will start moving our way from the northern Rockies. Should be fair for the overnight hours, the cooler air just barely getting into our state, very mild for most areas. Tomorrow morning, low pressure and a batch of moist air will move in early in the day from the southern plains, giving us a pretty good chance of rain for the eastern counties. Scattered thunderstorms in the central counties will stay dry for the west for now, and the gusty wind will continue through the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be back in the 70s. Rain or showers continue in the eastern counties, with scattered showers central through tomorrow afternoon. Today's highs in the northwest counties, low to mid 80s, with mid 40s to mid 50s overnight. Mid 80s north central, and tonight we're in the low to mid 60s. Mid 80s northeast and mid 60s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 80s with low to mid 50s overnight. Mid to upper 80s south central and low to mid 60s for tonight's lows. Mid 80s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.